Jeff Bezos pledges $10 billion toward climate solutions. We have questions. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. We don't have many details yet on the Bezos Earth Fund, the $10 billion that Jeff Bezos pledged last week to address climate change. But it is by far the largest philanthropic commitment that isn't from a government. And other investors in climate tech and solutions will tell you that while we need climate policies, will, and unity, we also need a whole lot of money. Jay Coe is managing director of the private equity firm The Lightsmith Group, which focuses on adaptation technology. And I asked him where this $10 billion fits in the landscape of climate investment.
Yeah, so $10 billion is a big number. How you apply that $10 billion can dramatically change the scale of capital that actually is moved as a result. So there's a few initiatives like the Rockefeller Foundations and MacArthur Foundations focus on something called catalytic capital, where small amounts of concessional investment or even grant funding can reduce the potential or perceived risk for commercial investors and encourage them in much larger scale to come into different new investment strategies.
This announcement was met with a lot of skepticism and a lot of, you know, sort of Monday morning quarterbacking about other things that Jeff Bezos could do or should be doing. Do you think that's fair?
I'm an all of the above kind of guy. And so I think right now, if you really take the climate change problem seriously, and I think we all should, we face an enormous and potentially existential challenge to the way that life operates here. So I applaud this commitment, and the scale of it is something that's designed to signal that kind of seriousness. What I think would be great would be to use it not simply just to double down on everything that we have now, but to be thoughtful about how it could mobilize even more funding, how it could actually support targeted kinds of innovation, how it could actually particularly support, I think, the disadvantaged populations in developing countries out there that are really going to be taking it on the chin here.
I want to ask you about priority setting. What I'm curious about is whether this amount of money by its sort of sheer heft and weight has the potential to create almost like a SoftBank effect. And so what if Jeff Bezos said, I'm going to use this fund for Cricket Meal? Would then a bunch of other, you know, things get neglected and Cricket Meal would take off?
If I could wave a magic wand with the $10 billion, I would say that it should be done over a number of different years and that you should pick a variety of strategies where maybe half of it, you double down on everything that's working best right now, just accelerate it. And then I would take a bunch of it and try to think about exactly what you're talking about, which are there one or two really important long shot ideas or long shot areas or areas of really important focus where this could have a dramatically important effect?
Jay Coe is managing director of the private equity investment firm, The Lightsmith Group. Bezos and Amazon haven't given any more information about how the Earth Fund will work, but Bezos said on Instagram that he expects to start making donations this summer. And now for some related links. Fortune, Bloomberg, and The Atlantic all wondered a little more about how much influence Bezos could end up having on what direction our future climate efforts take, including the idea that he could fund lobbying or even political candidates and potentially end up with an outsized influence on what solutions or policies do come about over the next, let's say, however long it takes him to disburse $10 billion. Basically, it's what Jay Coe said about catalytic capital. It's the kind of money that could kickstart a lot of things, and investors and donors will follow where that money goes. But inevitably, some things could get uncatalyzed as a result. Also, you may remember a few months back, we visited X, Alphabet's moonshot factory, to find out what they were developing in terms of climate innovation. Well, one of those climate-related moonshots is done for. Alphabet announced it is shutting down Makani, a wind energy company that used basically giant kites to harvest wind energy more cheaply and efficiently than windmills. Shell was also an investor, but X said commercializing the tech was still a long ways away. Makani was part of Alphabet's Other Bets division, which lost $4.8 billion in 2019. And here's what else we're watching in tech. Here's some good news from the world of artificial intelligence. For the first time, machine learning and AI have discovered a brand new antibiotic that was able to kill all kinds of disease-causing bacteria, even some that couldn't be killed by any other drugs. And it could be an entirely new model for using computers to sort through millions of chemical compounds and come up with precisely targeted medicines, which is actually amazing. In other amazing news, I would also like to report that billionaire investor Warren Buffett has at long last traded in his $20 flip phone for an iPhone. I think we can agree these events are of roughly similar consequence. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.